Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice in because He's made me glad. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice, I shall rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise the Lord, everyone. To God be the glory. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I pray you made your choice to rejoice and be glad in Him. What an awesome, fantastic, marvelous, phenomenal God we serve, because there is none like Him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. He is worthy of the praise. We thank God for another day. Not only glory to God, another day glory to God because He's blessed us with our life and health and strength, but a day that we can rejoice, be glad in Him, glorify His name, be thankful, appreciate Him for saving us and delivering us out of so many things, for covering our family under the blood, for making things possible for us. Glory to God, to all the provisions He's made for us, most of all for our salvation. Hallelujah. And blessing us, glory to God, with the Holy Spirit that will teach, lead, and guide and comfort us if we let Him and don't override Him and make Him Jesus our choice. What a marvelous, wonderful day. So truly, we can sing the song of this is the day that the Lord has made, and we've made our choice to rejoice and be glad in Him. Thank God. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome for those that just came online as we rejoice and give glory and honor unto the Lord, thanking Him for all His great and mighty acts. Most of all, Jesus, for salvation, for the Holy Spirit, for His word. Our God, for giving us faith, glory to God. Hallelujah. His love to love Him back with and make it our choice to stand on His word and rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the storms arise, He'll be with us and never leave us nor forsake us. And greater is He on the inside of us than He that's after us. But we got to believe to receive, so we have power through the word and through faith to bind and loose the hand of the enemy from his assignment against us. So we just got to continue to persist and pursue every day and glorify the Lord, because He is worthy of His of the praise, and He's a God that shall not lie, and He's not slack concerning His past, concerning his promises, his name counts likeness. So whatever his word go out, it will accomplish whatever he set it out to do. We just got to trust him when we can't trace him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Starting at the first verse, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, although I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, the love, the agape, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. And even in the word of God, say, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? For first, charity suffers long and is kind. Oh, God, help us in some of the things that you are saying that we need to do and line ourselves with without having an excuse. It suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunted. Oh, Lord, don't get puffed up. Not itself. It's not puffed up. Do not behave up unseemly. Seek it not our own way. Glory to God, it's not easily provoked. It seeketh no evil. Rejoice not in the iniquity. Ah, God, as he said in James, what in the word of God says that the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Told us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Hallelujah. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. Bears all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. Love never fails. And we're talking about the agape. Hallelujah. Not the filio and whatever other kind of love. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. Hallelujah. We got to trust the Lord when we can't trace him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Seeking him first. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I speak as a child. How you 30 and 40 and also 20 and 5 years and still growing up, got these little spiritual boo-boos, still sucking on the breast and still having, glory to God, those situations and circumstances that you're thinking was being a child instead of we starting to eat meat, still, glory to God, on the milk. Oh, help us, Jesus! Some things that you'll be surprised about. People that you thought was mature, and then you find out when challenges come or certain things come up and they are handling the situation or have the mindset just like a child in the circumstances. I speak as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. There was a time in life. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I became mature and meet and continue to persist and pursue and trust God and love him and did not want to, glory to God, disappoint him, and have our mindset, God, nevertheless, thy will be done, praise the Lord, then we can walk more in maturity. Not saying that we won't have challenges and we won't make mistakes, but we won't be repeat offenders. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face now, I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known, and now, right now, abide his faith, hope, charity, the agape, of these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Father, we do bless you tonight and give you glory and praise, glory to God, for your word always. And thank you for 1 Corinthians, God, the love chapter, which we should be walking in love at all times. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter is our reading. And we glorify you that we're going to be able to get to a place where we'll be like David said, our word I hide in my heart so I won't sin against it. One thing, even in his error, it wasn't a repeat. But whatever he did, he always cried out unto the Lord for repentance. That's why he was a man after God's own heart, because he would humble himself and cry out and not just say, oh, Lord, forgive me, and then just go right back to the same thing. He, glory to God, sought the Lord with everything in him. God help us to be in a manner that we will be in a place of repentant heart and a spirit, go out of conviction, so when we do error, we won't try to cover it up and we won't go out and make excuses and justify, hallelujah, for our mess that we put before you, and then we want you to bless it. We bind it up and rebuke the forces of evil that will come as a manipulating minds, but also for our determination. Bring this flesh under subjection in obedience to you. So as we come in your presence today with a spirit of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude, most of all, thanking you for Jesus. Thank God for saving us. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for healing and encouragement. Thank you, glory to God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. And thank you, Lord God, that even in your presence is fullness of joy. But even when we come in your presence, you said there's no flesh, no glory in your sight. So help us to stay humble before you. We're saying a place, glory to God, that we can be able to stay divinely connected to you through the lifeline of the vine in the name of Jesus. Help us like never before to speak truth and walk in truth, having the whole armor on every day. This is something that we don't take off. We turn back around and reset it back in place after we've gone through the wars and troubles and trials and whatever. Ah, God, making sure our helmet is on and we're in right place, glory to God, our breastplate, our shield of faith, having, glory to God, our sword, glory to God, making sure that it's sharpened, our belt of truth on in the name of Jesus, not struggling, flipping over, glory to God, shoestrings when glory to God, our feet shut with the preparation of the gospel. You are our real shield. I mean, our real guard. You gave us angels. You gave us, glory, everything we need. You gave us the Holy Spirit. God, you gave us, glory to God, even all the weaponry we need to know. We need to find out, that we need for battle. We need to find out how to use them even more precise in the name of Jesus. So help us to be skillful. Help us to have the strategy of listening to hear, glory, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and also being able to walk in submission and obedience to that in the way you say specifically, not veering off the path and not trying to compromise. God, I pray like never before for the body. We are praying, glory to God, you called us out and set us apart to do a work for the kingdom. You said greater work, but we can't do greater work and do it on a part-time basis. We got to be in right standing with you so we can do it like you say, so everything that you want can be accomplished. God is teaching us how to wait, on you in between the process of things, glory to God, that we believe in you for. You said it's yet to come to pass, but still be out about our Father's business, looking up to the author and the finish of our faith, looking to the hills which cometh our help, standing on the promises of the Lord, not, glory to God, leaning to the left or the right. Laying aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us, helping us to walk in the love and not get puffed up and not get, glory to God, in retaliation and trying to prove and trying to get greedy and get caught up, glory to God, trying to make a name for ourselves. Only name, glory to God, we ought to be in our minds and in our hearts and looking to is Jesus Christ. Abba Father, glory to God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us to have a keen ear to hear and eyes open, glory to God, scales dropping off, our words shut with our mouth, glory to God, sharpened, glory to God, to speak and decree, glory to what God said, what of a point in time, to still be able to be humble and still be bold in the things of God in the name of Jesus with wisdom and discernment. God, and even for the spirit in when we have to come to somebody that need to be restored because of the things that they've done, hallelujah, with the spirit of meekness, God, I pray like never before, people that will come in obedience to whatever you say, people that will have a repentant heart and a pure heart toward you. There's only what you say going to see, God. Help us to know that holiness is a way of life. Hallelujah. Not, glory to God, a dolly, not a long dress, because you pull that dress up and pull your pants down too. Glory to God. The main thing is being submitted to your will and submitted to your glory, to the work of the kingdom, and being obedient. Hallelujah. Trusting and resting in you, not taking it as, glory to God, a task, but glory to God, having faith to walk in the joy and the peace of God, to do the work of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Walk in the power and authority that you give us to bind and loose the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Those that are brokenhearted and going through, glory, I have a word, glory, to encourage, to deliver, and to, glory to God, remember the called out one. And help us to be able, glory, to yet praise you like it was in a back of, there was no cattle in the stall, there's no vines, no grapes on the vine, or no glory to glory to God. Hallelujah. We still believe in you that God nevertheless gives that attitude that I will yet praise thee no matter what. To be able to say what it says in song, glory to God, that I will bless the Lord at all times and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. God, so even through the hard times, the trying times, glory to God, the misunderstanding times, God, will I yet praise you when, glory to God, difficulties go on, or whether somebody betrayed us, or whether somebody that we thought, glory to God, was one way and come to find a day or another. God, will we yet, glory to God, praise you? Will we do what Jesus say do? How are you wearing that band on your arm? Ain't going to make no difference, because you forget about the band if it ain't even in your heart. Because you said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Let us speak and decree and declare what your word says. You said feed those that go over to God, that even our enemies, give them water if they're thirsty. Oh, I'm going to tell you, Kondo Robo Shata Yeketia. How are we going to get to that place if we're walking all over our brothers and sisters in Christ and can't even do that when we get upset? We can't turn back around and reason and do what God say do it, or forgive and walk over to God as going to our brothers if they offend us. Oh, God, how in the world are we going to feed the enemy? But there's a trick of the enemy. I'll have that glory to God to make people think glory to God that you are a believer and showing love, and you rather do for the unbeliever, glory to God, just to show the believer that you're supposed to love, glory to God, an attitude, glory to God, toward them, and you still want to pray like glory to God. You're doing right by the unbeliever. Oh, the devil is a lie. God is not the author of confusion, and his way and his plan is the only way. And there's no negotiating with him, just like there's not going to be no negotiating in hell. God help us to do right now. Because on that first watch, when you get ready to come back for you, we need to be ready, because on the second one, glory to God, when you come back, hallelujah, for those glory to God, they won't have to either accept the sick seat or glory to God, go through all the torment, glory to God, and killing, glory to God, to die for Christ, glory to God. If they don't want to do it now, it's going to be many still going to miss, because they're going to want to eat. They're going to want to get this, so you're going to end up with the mark of the beast. God help us to know it's time to get things right now. God want to use us and want to use that anointing in us. He wants to use the gifts and talent, hallelujah, that he's given us. Don't want to bear it. Glory to God. Want no excuses about why I didn't. Or because my past. Or because of my mama. Or because my daddy. Because I was raped. Because this happened. Because somebody did this. He's not looking for excuses. Because when we come into him, it's supposed to be there for if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things become new. We may have some baggage in our minds of things that have happened and hurt us, but we got to trust God for the healing and the deliverance. Because he said, I came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. Cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. I know the pain. I know the agony. I know everything you went through before even the beginning of time. Will you trust me? Because no matter what goes on, being the protector, the shield, the buckler, being glory to God, the friend, being glory to God, the healer, the deliverer, our Savior, everything in that word is in there to cover every ground. How we are supposed to treat one another, how we're supposed to treat our enemies, how we're glory to God, the responses we're to have, glory to God, when we've been betrayed. Things that go on, glory in life, concerning our families, concerning the finances, concerning glory to God, hallelujah. He knows how to bring water through a rock in the desert. Oh, glory, he is the creator. We got to trust him when we can't trace him. Help us to pray one for another. Help us to know, glory to God, that our God is able to do all things. When we feel at the lowest and the loneliest, glory to God, he is there, and he got a way of even, glory, putting glory, our word in somebody else's spirit to be Johnny on the scene. Whether we know him or don't know him, God got a way that's mighty sweet. But it's all about, glory to God, our faith. Will we believe? Believe it, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Abraham, glory to our father Abraham, all the way through all he went through, and still yet the sacrifice in his son, because God said so. But he believed that he was coming back with it. Oh, but even as God let him see, God was able to see that there was nothing between him and thee. There's a ram over there. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Can he say that about us when we get up in these circumstances and situations? Somebody talk about me, and then you want to have an attitude, don't want to come to church, and all this right here. Oh, my God, help us. With these spiritual boo-boos, let's get it together. And there are some challenging times that will come that almost make you can't even breathe because you're so bad. But our God, when we look back at some of them situations now, look at God, how he brought us out, how he healed us, how he delivered. He changed not. God help us all, no matter who we are. Because our title and how long we're going to save is not going to do it. It's got to be how long you trust me and continue to trust me and continue to rest in me and continue, glory to God, when you got to go through the valley, when you got to go through the valley of decision, when you got to go through, oh, my God, I don't even know what's next. Ah, glory to trust you that we're coming through this and we're coming out. This too shall pass. Oh, you are my shepherd. God, help us to pray one for another and stop backbiting, stop having discords, and all kind of help us to remember not to be devouring ourselves. That's like sitting up eating off your own self, biting yourself or smacking yourself in the eye and in the head. God, help us, glory to God, to remember who we are and whose we are and to love on one another and to forgive one another, because you done told us how the thief was going to come and what he was trying to do to devour and what he's trying to steal. Help us not to know, glory to God, your plan is the best plan. Help us to love on one another and pray one for another, forgive one another, because there are going to be, glory to God, some challenges. There are going to be some trials. There's going to be some tribulation, but be of good cheer, overcome the world. There's going to be some afflictions. He said he'll deliver us out of them all. There's going to be some things, over to God. You said in order to reign with you, glory, we're going to suffer some things. But you already been overcome and triumphed, victorious, more than a conqueror, teaching us that we can have all of that too. God, help us, even through the misunderstandings. Help us, glory to God, through the pain, even when our body is wrecking with pain, and sometimes you can't, the pain is hollering louder than our prayers, but you're still the same God. You got appointed time for everything. So, God, we just pray and help us to love more on you like we never have before. Help us to stop making, as believers, making resolutions, but making determinations for transformation, for your will to be done, with no procrastination, with persisting and pursuing after you. Lord, we bless you today. Praying for our presidents. Praying, glory, for the things going on in Ukraine. Praying for, glory to God, all the things. Praying for these murderous demons. Praying, glory to God, for our children, and praying for their deliverance. Praying for the future, church. Praying against these strongholds and they'll come down. And even the ones that's in ourselves, our enemies. Sometimes our enemies in us, in the name of Jesus, our minds, glory to God, to line it up with the word of God, also these outside forces, but God, the power that you've given us, and when we come together on one accord, the power and authority that you give us to bind it loose. Thank you for the healings, glory to God, and the ones yet to come. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. Thank you for these believers. Thank you, Lord God, for the warriors and the interceders, not only here, glory to God, a divine connection, but all around the globe that's standing in faith and being obedient and submitted and not on no part-time basis and not, glory to God, trying to get all they can get and trying to be seen and be, glory to God, acknowledged, but acknowledging you. Because Jesus came with no reputation for himself. He came just to point us back to the Father. In the name of Jesus, no matter what, is always to glorify his Father. Help us to glorify you. As you and your Father are one, you say, glory to me, we should be one with you. And we ought to be one with one another. Help us like never before. God, I thank you for the ones that are standing and staying staying on their post. And glory to God, not coming down like Nehemiah up on that wall. Determination, even sometimes we got to be crying like Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, but still persisting and pursuing. And let that fire that's on the inside help us to persist and pursue after you, glory to God, with a determination. But let the fire burn off some things that need to burn off too in this year, in this day, in this month, and upcoming years. Lord, we just bless you. Thank you for the prophets. Thank you for the apostles. Oh, God, that are speaking. Thank you for the pastors that open their mouth and being walking in truth. Pray for those that are compromised. And pray for those that got caught up in their hurt and disappointment or their greed, glory to God, and whatever has caused them to veer off the path for recognition. We pray, God, conviction. Help them remember to get back in that place if they never were to get in that place. Letting God will be done and leading the flock in the right direction. Whoa, glory to God, for those that don't. But we are praying encouragement and strength and send armor bearers for those that are trying everything they know to stand. God, we pray, glory to God, for your visitation. Thank you so much for your loving kindness and your mercy and grace. Pray for the glory to God, the ones that you have set apart, glory to God. Hallelujah. We may not have no title, but every one of us got a minister of reconciliation, a witness that we're supposed to have to be a light in this, glory to God, for earth generation that's coming up and all the stuff that's going on in this land and around the world, around the globe, and the cosmos. God, help us. Pray, glory to God, even for the elements, for the things that you may be allowing and for protection and other things, glory to God, that it's a storming situation where the enemy is disrupting some things in lives. God, we are praying in the midst of all that. Thank you for your shielding and your protection, but also praying for those things that some people are going through now and some things that already has happened and things, glory to God, yet we still may have to face. But God, we pray that we'll be anchored down in you and trust you and making sure our life is lined up with your word every day. Be on our every day. So whatever time, glory to God, will you giving us instructions to do, or whatever time you say, glory, it's flight time because that work has been done. Lord, help us persist and pursue. But we take authority over any enemy to come to try to block or stop and try to disrupt or steal our lives or grow all that God has given us to do before the time. We bind that and loosen from his assignment that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord until God says time. And in the meantime, with strength and courage and obedience, glory to God, with health and wholeness and persistence. And even if, glory to God, he don't do, we know he's able. But we're standing on the promise that he will. in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our children, our grandchildren, our CC, blessing and cursing and cancel the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Bless, glory to God, what I want to say for what he's already done, but we curse and cancel anything that the enemy is plotting and planning and scheming, or any generational curses as well. We believe, glory to God, untimely death, sickness and disease, glory to God, will bind up and loose and cast back out of rebellion and stubbornness. Anything, glory to God, of compromise, be loose from your people in the name of Jesus. Any of us, God, ain't no sneak peek, because you see everything. You know everything, and we're not getting away with nothing. You got an appointed time for everything, glory to God. And God, thank God for mercy. Some things, glory to God, that people think the other ones don't see, glory to God, you see it. And sometimes you reveal it to others, but it's not appointed time to say nothing. You are being merciful. Because you said you would, glory to God, speak to us in secret. And when we don't heed and don't, glory to God, rebel and don't listen, you'll bring it out to the congregation. You'll bring it out openly. Help us, God, to do it as you say. And help us to stay in a place to appreciate you and worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you again as we pray one for another, encourage one another, and pray as even the people we see on the street, whether we see them, glory to God, in the limelight, on the TV, or whatever, we pray for those ones that walking in so much carnality, walking so much, glory to God, in their own will and own way. Hallelujah. Think there is no God. And other ones that know it is and backslidden. Other ones, glory to God, they haven't been introduced yet. Ah, God, and even some that I have been, but they decided, glory to God, I'm going to the other side. And some, glory to God, were ignorant of some things, glory to God, and not having the wisdom to know, glory to God, it's a trick and a snare trying to pull you over into areas that you can lose out on your salvation. God, we're praying and praying away, but help us never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we can't miss it, but help us to pray, keep ourselves prayed up as we pray one for another. God, I thank you for that mercy and that grace every morning, every day. Thank you, Lord God, for interceding, being our intercessor. Thank you, Lord God, as we learn to intercede for others. And not even when they have done us wrong, you got a plan. So help us to keep the right heart of love and forgiveness so that way our prayers won't be hindered. In the name of Jesus, we love you today. And we pray for our pastors and our prophets and glory to God, those apostles, those that got to stand out forward, glory to God, even our evangelists, the teachers. God, we pray, glory to God, for them. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom, even for those that are handling the money in the church, those, glory to God, that are singing on the choirs and singing Zion songs, glory to God, but living a glorious life. We're praying for gifts, for conviction. Glory to God, take out that heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Oh, we pray, glory to God, for some of our ministers and pastors and other ones that are turning their behind around for somebody to pump it. We bind up that foul and unclean spirit of the enemy of homosexuality and lesbianism. Oh, I don't care how much you've been hurt. God is a healer and a deliverer. We got to make up our mind. We don't let the devil deceive us. Ah, in the name of Jesus, that you've been in Christ, and now you're allowing the enemy to cause you, glory to God, to forfeit your birthright and turn away from the Creator, the one that can bless and restore. God, we pray, glory to God, against those spirits that have people blinded, that their eyes will come open, their ears will come up. Conviction, for your word, and send a word, glory to God, whether it be on the television, whether it be on the app, whether it be, glory to God, whether it be in a store, or whether you send somebody, glory to God, across their path, or sitting on a plane, or they're going to ride Hope Acapulco all the way over to Europe, or all around the islands. And God, you can send a word wherever you want to, where they least expect it. You can even have a child speak something. God, I'm praying that your people will turn back to you in the name of Jesus. And the ones that don't know you in the part of their sins, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth as the word comes out in whatever path you have. So help us not to get so distracted in our families and who hurt me and who did this, who didn't, and don't give those things to you that we won't miss, glory to God, when we're supposed to minister or to witness or to be alert of somebody that, glory to God, is on their way in the wrong direction, that they can be able to get a transfer to get back, glory to God, in alignment with the direction that God say. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Bind up everything that will hinder us, glory to God, from hearing from God, and glory out and distract us. We can rebuke it, bind it, and loose it. Put our trust and our faith in you. We bind up Satan, all of the course, every set up, trap, plot, plan, and scheme. Be eradicated right now. Calling back the Holy Spirit to bless, glory to God, and release him, glory to God, to bring our peace back, our joy back. Glory, as we release ourselves and yield ourselves to him. Thank you, Lord God, for your will and your work that's being done in us, to appreciate what you've already done. And whatever shortcoming, God, will help us to rely on you, that you will bring us into that place of victory, overcome us in triumph, staying connected to the lifeline. We love you today. Thank you, glory, for some debt cancellation, also for the encouragement and strength, but a hunger for the word, reading and, glory, digesting it and walking in obedience to it, or with the joy and the peace of God in the name of Jesus, because those are weapons as well. We love you today. Thank you for the angels being in camp. Thank you for the blood covering. You are an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God. There's none like thee, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. As we go down the line right now, we're going to open the line for Mother Alexander. Glory to God for Mother Willette. Glory to God. And after Mother Willette, we're going to have, praise the Lord, quickly have at least a couple of y'all names come up. Pray. Oh, roll too fast. Praise the Lord. Then we have, hopefully Mother Alexander. I mean, after Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, then Mother McCormick. I'm trying to see if I'm missing Pastor Bird so I can put her in there early so that way she can be able to, oh, Jesus. And then we'll have also later Pastor Sims. See if I can see Pastor Bird. If not, I'm going to have to catch her. And if I do, we're going to start with that. So after Mother Willette, if I see Pastor Bird, then I'll plug her in there, and then we'll come to Mother Mother McCormick. So at this time, receive none other than our Mother Evangelist in the Lord, Alexander. Praise the Lord. Oh, somebody receive it. See how she's going to talk, and they open the line. Okay, Mother, just a moment. You probably already started. Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for waking us this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up strong, Lord God. Praise only you keep us, Heavenly Father. Lord, according to your word, you said, if we pray, Lord, help us, Lord, to continue to pray daily, Lord God. Continue to pray. Because you are, you alone know everything that goes on in this world, and nothing is too hard for you, Father. Nothing. All things is possible, Lord, with you. Oh, I glorify you today, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Lord. According to Psalms 125, verse 1 said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. Thank you, Lord God, because, God, we standing on those promises. We know that you said it, Lord. It shall be so. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for my fatherless sons and the sisters and brothers out there, Lord, that is going through a situation, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep an edge around them, Lord God, because your word said, Heavenly Father, you said, if we pray. And your promises to us said that you execute judgment for the fatherless and the widow. And use no respecter of person, Heavenly Father. If you said it, that's it. We believe it, Lord God, that you watch over our sons and daughters, Lord, that you take care of them, Lord. Father God, we bind up any disease, any sickness that come against them in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Father, we're standing on the promises according to the promise, Lord. You said in the word, Lord God, cast every cares on you. All our cares, we are casting it on you and standing boldly on the promises. Because, Lord, you is a God that answers prayer. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping a hedge around them. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that is in authority, Lord. Oh, Father God, I pray for the president and the vice president. Father, have mercy, Lord God. Continue to strengthen that president, Lord God, that he will stand regardless what the enemy come against him. Stand faithful. Strengthen the vice president, that she stand faithful too, Lord God, because, Lord, you see all and you know all. But, Father God, you tell us in your word, if we pray. And, Lord, I believe, Lord God, that prayer is the key for everything. If we stand faithful and cast all our cares on you, doing the will of God, opening doors, because your word said, Lord God, if we stand faithful, if we believe, if we stand faithful to your word, Lord God, no matter what the situation look like, it's all belief and faith in you going to bring these things down. And it's in Jesus' name we stand together today, Lord God, praying for our brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, that they will stand, Lord God, no matter what come against them. Believe that you are the outcome of finish up all things. Nothing is too hard for you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping a hedge around our grands and our great-grands, Heavenly Father, because we know that you see it all, Lord God. But Lord, we bring them all before you, Heavenly Father, and we ask you, Lord God, to touch their mind, Lord. Let them continue to remember who they are in Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for sisters out there, Lord, that is going through some situation, Lord, that they believe that's so hard they can't make it. We ask you, Lord, to let them stand boldly and cast every cares on you and believe in you, Lord God, that you can bring them out of everything if they stand faithful in your word. Oh God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for how you make a way out of no way for each and every one of us, Lord God. You open doors for us, Lord God, when we call in your name, Heavenly Father. Father, you are the only way for us. We pray for our deacons, Lord God. Oh, Father God, deacons that really praying and looking after flocks, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen them, that they continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus and walk in the authority of deacon, Lord God. That you know your word said, Father God, your word tell us that if we believe, Lord God, whatever we ask for and when we pray, believe, because you're the God that hear every one of us, Lord God. Nothing is hidden from you, no matter what it looks like. You hear us when we cry out to you, Lord God. And Lord God, we thanking you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for Dolores, Lord God. Father God, I ask you to continue to strengthen her, Lord God, that she will continue to stand regardless what the situation look like. Stand on your word and claim the victory that the enemy have no authority in the name of Jesus. Pray for grace, Lord God. Oh God, let her know, Lord, that you already give the word that you take care of the widows, Lord God. Strength and grace that she know that she's not alone, that you's always there, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Oh God, touch her mind, Lord God, that she know that you never leave her alone, Heavenly Father. These things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we pray for Jenny, Lord God. Oh, God, you gave us sound mind, Lord. Now bind that false spirit that come against our mind, Lord God. And I cast it back to the pit of hell. Let it loose our mind, Lord. Father God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. That's why you tell us to pray for one another. Pray for one another. Your word tell us, Lord God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, we're standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to help us to continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as I pray, Lord God, for my sisters that is going through some situation with pains, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy on these sisters, Lord. Bind up that spirit that bring pain to the body and bind it up in the name of Jesus. And I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, that it will loose the body, Lord God. Back to the pit where it come from in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Because your word tell us nothing is impossible to them that believe. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that you want us to enjoy life. You don't want us to be suffering with sickness here and sickness there. I believe it, Heavenly Father, because you're a God that loves us. You said above all, you want us to be in good health. Good health, Father God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you continue to keep our prayer line going full speed, Lord God, and that we continue to come as one, Lord God, because your promises is what we're standing on, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Let you continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Bind up anything that come against our body right now in the name of Jesus. Aches or pain or sickness, we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And each and every one of us stand agreeing together, Lord, that no weapon formed against any one of us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. For we stand as one in the prayer line, Lord. Only you know the hearts of men, Lord God. But Lord, we ask you to bring us as one with power, Lord God, to know when we pray for victory because you gave us the victory, Lord God. Help us to continue to stand boldly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I heard you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God for another day's journey. Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence thanking you, Lord God, for being so good to us, so merciful, so kind, and so loving. Thank you that you are, hallelujah, the true and the living God. Thank you, Father God, that you love us so much, hallelujah, that you sent Jesus, hallelujah, to be our Redeemer, the rescuer of our souls. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I just humbly bow my head before your presence, thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness, Lord God, and your mercy. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for all of your supernatural miracles that you've already performed this year. Yes, this year, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, those who may have surgical wounds, for those, Lord God, who've had cataract surgery, Lord God, for those who've had to go in for medical procedures, and Lord God, you were right there in the hospital with them. Father, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that Jesus came that we might have life and that life to the full. I thank you for my sister's prayers that have already gone up unto you. Most of all, Father God, I thank you that you hear every request. Every circumstance, every situation you are already aware of, but you taught us, hallelujah, that men ought always pray. So we come before your presence, Lord God, and we come believing, glory be to God, that you're the I am that I am. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're present, hallelujah, in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. Glory be to God. And you, Lord God, desire, hallelujah, to meet our need, and you're able, according to your word, to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So when we come believing with expectation that you hear us, and by faith, glory be to God, faith says I have what I've already asked when I ask, believing that I receive. So I thank you in advance, hallelujah, for hearing the cries already, those prayers that have already gone forward and those that will come on behind me. Thank you that you hear the request. And it's your good pleasure, hallelujah, to give your children the kingdom, glory be to God, to meet our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Blot out my transgressions and cleanse me of any iniquities in Christ Jesus' name. As David prayed the prayer of faith, I pray, hallelujah, that thou would take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I need your Holy Spirit as I pray the prayer of faith, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that let your presence abide on the inside of us and with us in Christ Jesus' name. God, in Christ Jesus' name, thank you for a good, sound mind. Even as a young lady, Lord God, you give us a good, sound mind. In spite of what we saw going on in the earth and the families and the world, Lord God, you yet gave us a good, sound mind to make good choices, make good decisions in Christ Jesus' name. And I pray that for my brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially our loved ones, our family members, our young ones, Lord God, who need an example in the world today. That's why we need to be the disciples of the Lord, the born-again believers of the body of Christ, setting, Lord God, the example today for somebody to look to in Christ Jesus' name. And may we always point them to you, Father, in Jesus' name. But I praise you and I thank you, Lord God. I honor you. I worship you. Thank you, Jesus, that you sit at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. Father, I bind up sickness and disease right now. And, Lord God, I pray that the, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, Lord God, will be released upon those, Lord God, who have a medical condition that needs, Lord God, healing. I pray the sword of the Spirit will release your supernatural, virtuous healing power in the bodies of those that stand in need of healing. Lord God, somebody standing in need of deliverance. Somebody need, Lord God, their mind being transformed by being renewed, Lord God, in what your word says. If we just get in agreement with what your word says, if we look at your word and hear what your word says and get in agreement, Lord God, you said in Mark, praise God, 11:22-24, praise God, hallelujah, if we have faith in God, to have faith in God, and then say something about the mountain or the situation, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say, what comes out of your mouth shall come to pass, you shall have it. Glory be to God. What, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you so much, hallelujah. Don't take a whole lot of faith, just the scripture teach me a mustard seed of faith, hallelujah. Just say the word, as the centurion said, Jesus, you don't have to come to my house, glory be to God, but just say the word, and our servant, when I pray, God, in Christ Jesus' name, that those that's been waiting on deliverance, the ones with the mind disorders, the mind trouble, dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar, schizophrenic, whatever it is, short-term memory or a loss. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, in Christ Jesus, that they shall be restored in Christ Jesus. Those that have had long-term reoccurring issues, Lord God, maybe growths in their body, cysts or tumors, God, we plead the blood of Jesus against those cysts and tumors in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that as that person come believing and trusting you, God, I pray a great deliverance take place in their life. Remember those that have had surgeries. Heal, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. Those that are waiting on kidneys, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a divine supernatural miracle of healing the kidney that they have. And if, Lord God, you see that they must need go through the Samaria of having a kidney transplant, but God, you be with them every step of the way, and Lord God, not let it not take forever in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that people will learn to do better, Lord God. I'm talking about, Lord God, those in healthcare and medical staff, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they'll focus, Lord God, on why people are coming. People are just not going to just take a break at the hospitals. Lord God, if they go, they're in need of help. And we pray that they get some help, but we pray that they're trusting you. God, I pray for the physicians and those in medical and health care fields in Christ Jesus' name. I lift up those, Lord God, in positions of a leadership in Christ Jesus' name, those in positions of authority in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, that you help people everywhere. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. Let me pause and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord God, for the five candidates that was baptized yesterday, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, such a great excitement, so excited for them that they made a confession of their faith, that they're coming over to the Lord's side. They're joining the family of God by accepting Christ as Lord and Savior, and then after they believed, they were baptized, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And God, we need more leaders in the body of Christ that's going to hear what you say, study the word of God, hallelujah, and then release this information to the congregations. And we're praying that people, Lord God, will begin to study your word and see what you say for themselves, Lord God. Seek the truth, Lord God. You say, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much. I can pray for so much more, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus for our families, Lord God, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our school students, Lord, have mercy. Parents, in the name of Jesus, our police force, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that have been uprooted and displaced because of the war, I pray for, Lord God, favor for the Ukrainians in Christ Jesus' name. I pray against the enemy of our soul, that enemy, that slew foot in Christ Jesus' name, and we bind up the works of wickedness, the works of darkness. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we say every plan, Lord God, of the ungodly or the unrighteous, Lord God, we pray that their plans shall not come to pass. In Jesus' name, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, we say it is already voided in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. God, I thank you so much. I bless you so much. I praise you. I pray, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and for comfort, Lord God. So many are yet getting news, Lord God, that they've lost that loved one. Just got news yesterday the baby passed away. We just got the news to pray for the baby that had a bad infection and the baby passed. So I can only, Lord God, comfort that family, Lord God. Lord God, you know every situation, every circumstance. We pray your help in every circumstance. We pray for those that are yet lost. And some people are lost and don't even know it. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that we as your servants, Lord God, will walk, Lord God, redeeming the time, giving the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, sharing a word of hope for those who feel hopeless. And so we bind up that spirit of hopelessness in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for those that are oppressed, depressed, and anxiety. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against this because it's not from you. So we bind it up in Christ Jesus' name, and we pray, God, that you will loose them that have been bound by all of this stuff. We pray that you heal those that have been brokenhearted by different situations and circumstances. We pray for marriages, Lord God, everywhere. We need strong marital relationships, Lord God, that's living a godly way so that people will have better examples to go by. And we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who have decided to compromise with the world and the way of the world, that they'll open up, God, open up the blinded eyes. God, set them free from, Lord God, this devil of deception in Christ Jesus' name. Have mercy. God, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Jesus, we love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that the Spirit of the living God will continue to intercede on our behalf. We need so much help. We bind up this viral, this sickness that's going on. We pray that you give us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from diseases, from strongholds, from addictions, Lord God, from all of this stuff that's trying to interfere with your good and great plan for our lives. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. Remember all those that's on our prayer list, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our brothers and sisters, Lord God, who think it not robbery to come on this line and intercede for others. We love you, Lord God. We pray for Minister BJ and her family in the name of Jesus. Every minister, Prophet Bird, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Pastor Sims, all of my brothers and sisters, Lord God, on this line, those who, Lord God, may not be in a position of authority, but they come because they need, Lord God, to sit at the feet of Jesus, get in the presence of God, hallelujah, and get the help that they stand in need of. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. Remember our children. We pray, God, that they'll choose you. Choose you, Father God, in Jesus' name, and let go of that which is wrong to do what's right in the name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I praise you. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Brother McCormick, you're not there?
Oh, yes. I didn't know if Pastor was there or not. Okay, I'm coming. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that have already prayed in the name of Jesus. We just give honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we just thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have made ways for us, God, where we couldn't see our way. And we just pray, Lord God, for all our prayer warriors that have already prayed and those that's come behind us. And, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins and wrong that we might have said or done. We realize, Heavenly Father God, if it had not been for you this morning, we wouldn't been able to get up, wouldn't be able to clothe ourselves, walk, or bathe, or do anything. But it's because of your grace and mercy, God, that you keep making a way for us, that you keep letting us know that we can trust and we can rely on your word and we can look to the hills from which coming our help. Realizing, Lord God, that all our help comes from you on the day, God. Realizing, Heavenly Father God, that you told us in the word to let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, we just come boldly to the throne of grace on this afternoon, just calling on your name and just thanking you, Lord God, for all things. Thanking you, Lord God, for just making a way when we can't see our way. And, Father, we pray, Lord God, for your people today, God. We pray that you touch minds and hearts of people right now, Lord God. So many different things are going on in the world, but we know, Heavenly Father, that you sit high and you look low and you know every problem and you know every situation that's going on in all our life. And you know how to fix it. You know how to work it out at your appointed time. So, God, we just give it all to you this afternoon. We just pray, Lord God, that you would help us to stay encouragement. Help us to stay able to walk in the newness of you, Lord God. And, Lord, we ask you to go into the hospital on tonight. We pray that you would touch that man, that woman, that girl, boy. Somebody might be lying in a bed of affliction tonight. Somebody might have been lying there for a long time, and they're not able to breathe on their own, and they're on their machine, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that you will go in and you will touch their body, Lord God, that you will breathe in their body, that machine will be able to stop and they can breathe on their own, that you not just stop it and they don't breathe, but stop it for them to breathe, Lord God, but let it be you breathing through them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we just want to thank you this afternoon, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, for those in a nursing home. So many, God, that's in a nursing home, where the nursing home is just filled up with so many people that's been in the nursing home for so long a time, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, even though they've been here for a longer time, yet they're still living. So we thank God for the breath that you're still breathing in them in the name of Jesus, because so many have gone on. So many have left here, but you had mercy on the one that's still here. So we thank you, Lord God, because we know that you have a reason and a purpose for all things. So we just thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing right now, Lord God. We ask you to look down on all the prayer warriors. We pray for their families, Lord God. We ask you to touch each and every prayer warrior on this line. We ask you to continue to bless, Lord, Pastor Hubbard and her family and all the rest of them. You know each and every one of us that's on the line. You know our heart. You know our mind. And, Lord, I pray for the one that's on here that don't even, you know, come from time to time and don't say anything. They're just on here to listen. So, God, I thank you for them. And I pray that you will help them to have their request known unto you, Lord God, that you will work out their situation in their life, what they are standing in the need of, because I know that you know how to work it out. And I pray, Heavenly Father God, that we will learn how to come to you, Lord God. We will learn how to cast all our cares on you because you care for us. We will learn how to get in your word and study your word and show ourselves approved, a word without a shame, knowing how to divide the word of truth. God, we praise in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we bind up every kind of foul demon, anything that's not like you that try to come and try to hinder us from going forth, from standing on this word, because we know it's the word of God that's going to help us to stand. It's the word of God that's going to give us the strength and the boldness to be able to step out in faith and not by sight. So, God, we just want to just thank you, Heavenly Father. We want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you are and all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. And we know that the word of God, it says, it tells you, it tells us, or two or three touching the degrees, that you will, I say in the word that, where two or three are together touching in the name of Jesus, that he'll be in the midst of it. Let me read that right, because I'm not seeing it right. It said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of thee. So, God, we just want to thank you. That was coming from Matthew 18:16. Just want to be able to say words right when we say it, that we won't quote it in the wrong way. So, God, help us. Sometimes we don't get it right, but we ask you, God, to forgive us when we maybe not say a word in the right way. God, help us to not only be a hearer of the word, but just be a doer and believe that you is the one that's going to take us higher, take us through. We pray for all these things that's going on in the world where people just being shot and even little kids just being shot down for no reason whatsoever, Lord God. We pray for this killing demon that's going around, these people with all these guns and just shooting just to be shooting someone. Even on the highway, when we on the highway, God, we pray that you'll protect your people. Protect us when we're traveling on the highway, Lord God, and put a hedge around us. And even when we walk in different stores or where we will not be, we pray that you'll protect us, Lord God. And, Lord God, we pray for the body of Christ as a whole. We pray that you'll touch the pastors, Lord God, and help them to lead the flock in the right way. And help us, Lord God, to be able to have an ear to hear what the Spirit said in the name of Jesus. Help us to know what to take on to hear and what not to take on to hear in the name of Jesus, that we would hear exactly what that word said, and we would be able to not only just hear it, but we'll learn how to echo what that word of God has said and believe in that word in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much because you told us to lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you on today, God. So we love you, Lord. We love you, and we pray for the President of the United States. We pray for Vice President, Lord God. We ask you to look on the situation that's going on in California, Lord God, with a flood and the thing where the water, where all this water is just the things are just, the water just pushing the land down and all these different sand, slides and everything, how the water just taking on, bringing down houses everywhere, Lord God. We ask you to protect these people, Lord, there in other places, in snow, where snow is and where the other stuff is going on in the land. There's so many things is happening, but we know that we have to keep our focus. And we have to keep our eyes on you, that the enemy won't come and try to sneak and try to sneak on us and turn us around in any way, God. We must keep our trust in you, Lord God. We must rely on you and knowing that the word of God is right. The word of God is going to help us to stand. And you told us, God, you told us also, you said in St. John 16:23, you said in any day, you should ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you should ask the Father in my name, I will give it to you. And said, henceforth have you asked? And let us know if we ask anything, are we just going around just to be going? Are we asking? He said, ask nothing in my name, but ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. So God is wanting us to just ask and just not just sit, not just go and just be going. Ask what you desire. Ask what you need. Because he has it all for us. And he just wants us to ask and trust in him. So God help us, Lord God. And I like what my sister was saying a while ago, praise God. I thank God what she was saying, how she was saying some people are lost and don't know that they are lost. But God, we pray for those kind of people. We say, help them, Lord God. Help them to come to repentance. Help them to realize, Lord God, that they need a healer. They need a savior. They need a deliverer. They need to be changed. And even though that's in Christ, help us, Lord God, to get them more closer to you. Help us to get more, get our mind more real in you and what you want us to do. And just not only just be talking, just speaking words. words and just saying things, but help us to stand firm in the name of Jesus. So we bind up the devil right now, Lord, and we pray for the sick people. We pray for our family, our loved ones. We pray, Lord God, for those that's going through trials and tribulations that can't see their way and don't know how and what way to turn and get out of situation. We pray because we have we have the roadmap. We have the roadmap, which is the 66 book. We got the word. God, Jesus said, I come that we have life and that more abundantly. He already done what he's going to do. Now it's up for us to just to stare out on faith and believe God that whatever we need, we can trust you. We can rely on you. We can keep our focus and stand in the day and time like this. So, God, we thank you this afternoon, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for all the sickness, Lord God. Like I said, we pray for those that's going through kidney problems, Lord God. We ask you to look down on them, Lord. We pray for my daughter, Lord God, and we not on my daughter, but we pray for everybody that's going through a kidney problem that need a kidney, or need their kidney fixed in their body. And we pray, Lord God, for those that's on blood pressure, Lord, blood pressure. We ask you to touch them. We know, God, that you already healed. You said 2,000 years ago, you said with your stripes that we already healed in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the healing power right now, Lord God. We thank you for the healing of other lives and people's body on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for that you healed diabetes, that you heal heart problems, and you heal, Lord God, allergy, Lord God, and liver problems. We thank you, Lord God, for healing a lung problem, an eye problem, and those that have cancer. We thank you for drying up all these diseases, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God, because you are the one that we can call on. You already done it. It's already been done in the name of Jesus. So we put it all in your hands because you told us, you told us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So we put it in your hands on tonight, God. We cast all our cares on you, and we thank you for healing all these diseases, all these different problems that's going on. I could call out a whole bunch of them tonight, but we know, God, that you know each and every one of us. You know what's in our body. You know how to fix our body. You made the body, and you know how to deliver us from all our disease, all the disease that may come on us. But we bind up the devil, that he has the authority over us, that we can speak. If we are born again, a believer, we can speak with the authority, and we can tell the devil that he is a liar. You have no authority over my body, that I don't have this, I don't have that. You are a liar from the pits of hell. So we can bind that spirit up because you already gave us that authority to do these things in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, because you said, what's the thing we ask? You said, what then shall we ask these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So you told us in Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God's for us, who can be against us? And we know, God, if you're for us, who else can be against us? You already done it for us. So we love you on tonight. We appreciate you. We give it all to you, Lord, because we know we're living in the last days, and we're living in times of things is going on, things that happen. But we still going to trust you. We still going to believe you. We still going to rely on you. We even in the lowest of going through things, even in the mountaintop, we must keep our focus. We must keep our trust in you. When the enemy try to come in like a flood, we know that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard in our life. So God, we know that we must hold on and say, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good. For his mercy endures forever." So we give thanks to you, Lord, because it is you, Lord God, that made us and not us ourselves. And you told us also, Lord God, to cast all our burdens on you. Cast our burdens on you and create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in our life. And let our heart not to be troubled. And help us always remember that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. And you'll be with us to the very end. So, God, I just thank you for that. Just knowing that you're going to be with us. And you told us to fear not. You said not to be fearful. You said you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. You said that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but you say that you come, you show that we have life and that more abundantly. You said you wish above all that we shall prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So God, help us, Lord God, as we go through life, as we go through the journey, and keep our mind, and let us not be weary and well-doing, because in due season we're going to reap if we faint not. Help us not to faint. Help us give it all to you. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Pastor Sims. And after Pastor Sims, we'll have Minister Brenda and Elder Johnny May if we have enough time.
Father, we come before you tonight. We give honor and glory. We praise your holy name because you're worthy of our praises. And Father, you're the high and mighty ruler of the universe. We thank you, Lord God, for these warriors that come on night after night, Father, lifting up your name, that men and women, girls and boys everywhere may see and recognize that there is a higher power and that he loves you and he's come to help. Father, we give you honor and we give you glory, Lord, because of your son, Jesus, who came down to earth, left his mighty throne in glory to sing to us redemption story. Then he died, hallelujah, but he rose again just for me. Lord, I'm so glad he did. And we just hold you up, Lord. Let men and women see and recognize the fact that this is for real. But it is two forces in this world, and that is good and evil, Father. And if we sit back and do nothing and be quiet and just stay in our own little corner, evil will triumph. But you said if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, you would heal their land, and you would. We have to turn from our wicked ways and to say, Christians got wicked ways. That's what the Bible said in Second Chronicles, I believe it is.
Amen.
Turn from the wicked ways and hold up the light. You can't put the light under a bushel basket. The light will shine. You have to hold it up, then men and women, boys and girls everywhere might see it. But, Father, we confess our faults and our sins before you, Father. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sometimes we sin and we don't realize we're sinning. But love came to us one day in a manger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Love, the kind of love that we strive to have. It's called agape love. The God kind of love. There are other loves of filial, arios, and I think it's another one. But we talk about the agape kind of love, that love that sees us, the children of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not a condemning love. It's not a critical love. It's a love that leads. It's a love that protects. It's a love that educates. It's a love that helps you, shows you how to love. The Bible says you will know they are Christians by their love. And sometimes it's not always easy to love some people, but it's a commandment that we should love our enemies and do good for those who despitefully use us. And, Father, we know that you are with us. You told us that. Emmanuel, God with us. What a promise. What some promises. And if you hold on to these promises and believe in your heart that God will do these things, I thank you so much, dear Father. Today I had the occasion to be with my cousin that we had been praying for on this land and had the fourth stage cancer and was back and forth to Charleston with all of these treatments and everything. She came by and picked me up. But when we were praying for her, they were giving her very little chance of living. But she believed in her heart and she confessed with her mouth the Lord Jesus. And she's driving her car, going and trying to help and do things for other people after months of being in the in and out of hospital. Brain, this and that, heart things, all everything you could just about name. But God is awesome. He is amazing, God. And we just want to let people know everywhere that if you lean on him, he won't let you fall. And we give him thanks and honor for all the good and mighty things that he has done on this land, in our lives, in our families' lives, in our church homes, all these things, Father. His name should be praised throughout eternal ages because he's truly a good, a wonderful, and a mighty God. And, Father, we come right now, we're asking you, Father, to bless mankind everywhere, Father. Touch them where they are, Lord God, and lead them closer to you, Father. Don't let the world entrapments just take them over and lead them in the wrong direction, because it's not but one way, and that's the way of the cross, the kingdom way. And if you can find any other way that's going to lead you to Jesus and his Father, God the Father, you go ahead and follow that. But the Bible tells you it's just one way, one way. Father, we thank you. We give you honor and glory and grace, Father. We pray right now, Father, for people, for falls, Lord. You said you give your angels charge, hallelujah, over us to keep us in all our ways. And you see, you might fall, but you're not going, it's not going to destroy you, because God already said it. You hold on to it, and don't let the world tell you the doctor said so and so and so, but the word said, and it's the difference, Lord God, yes it is, between truth and facts. And the fact is tonight that Jesus is Lord, and he's Lord of our lives, that he will do just what he said he would do. So Lord, we ask you, Father, to protect the careless and the unconcerned, those that don't know you and don't want to know you. Christians that are struggling, Father, just struggling to keep their head above water, Lord. Help them, Lord. And Father, these of us who are coming through all these things, Father, help us not to murmur and complain, Father, but help us to look for the good part of it. Because there's some good parts now. If you got up this morning and you were able to put on your own clothes, whether you had to struggle or not, whatever, but we ask you, Lord God, to help us and to help us to love you more, to help us to stay close to the cross, closer, Lord, every day of our lives, and we become more like you, because that's what it's going to take to get us all into heaven. And help us, Lord God, to watch over and see after each other, those that are of the household of faith come first, and we spread our love abroad, but we hold up the light, and men and women, boys and girls may see you. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to pray this evening. We thank you for the opportunity that Pastor BJ has allotted to all of us to come on and to pray and to ask for prayer and to spread the word of God. Father, we ask these and all other blessings. Bless this prayer line continuously, Lord, that as long as we desire, Pastor BJ desires to have it, it will function well and will do that which we all intend and that he is determined to do, and that is to hold up the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for Israel, and we pray, Lord God, for our vice president, our president, all of the political parties, one by one and name by name, Father, that you would be at the head of the table, not just a figurehead prayer that pray. No, no, that you would be in the hearts of these people, that things would change in this nation. Father, bless the sick and the shut-in, the widows and the orphans, everybody, Father, that stands in need of prayer on this line and elsewhere. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you honor. We're so proud, Lord, to be able to come before you and even to be able to speak this afternoon, this evening. We love you, we give you honor, and we praise you as we hold you up, Lord, realizing and recognizing that you're the high and mighty ruler of the universe. And we thank you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Evangelist Brenda, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Maybe she has her phone on mute. We're going to get ready to open the line for Elder Johnny Megan, since her sister Brenda didn't answer.
Thank you.
Just one moment till we find her number.
All right, Danielle, can you hear me? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you go ahead.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, O God. We honor you. Lord God, we come this night lifting up your holy name, Lord God, giving you glory, honor, and praise, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for who you are, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for whose we are. Lord, we come lifting up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. O God, we thank you that all of our help come from you, Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth, Lord God. O God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, hallelujah, that follow us all the days of our lives, Lord God. O God, we just honor you for your presence, hallelujah, in this place, Lord God. We just thank and praise you, Lord God, hallelujah, for choosing wretches like us, Lord God. Thanking and praising you, Lord God, for, hallelujah, how you knew us before we were formed, even in our mother's womb, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for even then, hallelujah, you had a plan for us, Lord God. And even now, God, only you know the plans you have for us, Lord God. And, oh, God, we ask you to help us to yield our members over to you, hallelujah, that you get the glory out of our lives. In the name of Jesus, God, we just appreciate you tonight. We honor you, Father God, for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for you told us in your word, hallelujah, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So, oh, God, help us to sow good seeds, Lord God. And, oh, God, we ask you to help us not to even get weary in well-doing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we just honor you today, hallelujah, for all things, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come praying and standing in the gap on behalf of others this day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for those that are going through. And, God, we realize so many people are going through. Even we go through, God. But, oh, God, we know how to put it all in your hands. Oh, Father God, so we ask you, God, to bless those that are going through with personal issues, things that are causing them to be angry with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, God, because you're the only one that can pull them away from those things, God. And, oh, God, we pray that the issues that people are going through, those that are in Christ Jesus, Lord, we pray that they don't allow their issues to pull them away from you, Lord God, personal problems, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that they'll speak the word over themselves and speak the word only. Stand on your word, Lord God, that you get the glory out of everything they do. Father God, we're praying for, hallelujah, all things tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, because we realize you have the whole world in your hands in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we pray for those that are walking in unforgiveness tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even if it's me, God, if it's us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to forgive us for all things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For any unforgiveness that we may have in our hearts toward ourselves first and foremost, toward you, Lord God, first, very first and foremost, and toward others, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah. You said if we don't forgive, neither will you forgive. Neither will our Heavenly Father forgive. So, Father God, we're asking for forgiveness today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all things, Lord God, that we can get it right with you, Lord God. And, oh, God, we ask you to fill us with your precious Holy Spirit and to use our lives as willing vessels to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that our lives will glorify you in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Holy Spirit, we pray and thank and praise God for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you, how you baptized us in your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we are filled with your Spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you pour out love into our hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just honor you today, Lord God. We just thank and praise you, Jesus, for how you told us, hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit, that the works that you did, that we would do greater works, Lord God. Oh, Father, help us to yield our members totally over to you, that we'll show forth the works of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We'll also show forth your praises, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank and praise you for all things this night, Lord God. We just thank and praise you for this prayer line, Lord God. We just thank and praise you, hallelujah, as the prayers have gone up for Apostle Herbert in the name of Jesus. Thank and praise you for how she stands after doing all that she can do. She yet stands, not only her, God, but the intercessors, period. God, we thank you for intercessors, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray your strength in each and every one of us, God. We just pray rest, sweet rest, godly peace upon the intercessors, God. And, oh, God, I ask you to bless each one according to your will, Lord God. Oh, God, we just honor you for all that you're doing. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you even for wisdom, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, with godly wisdom that comes from above, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, because you told us those that win souls are wise. God, give us the wisdom, hallelujah, to win souls in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just honor you tonight for all things. Lord, we honor you for being our refuge, our strength, our strong tower. You're our ever-present help in the time of storm. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank and praise you that we can run to you for anything, God. We can run unto you and hide, according to Psalms 91, under your wings. Lord God, we thank and praise you that we don't have to be afraid of anything, anything, long as we're walking and trusting in your word, God. In the name of Jesus, long as we're standing on your promises, Lord God. Oh, God, we just appreciate you today, excuse me. Father God, we just glorify your name this day. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, God, we're yet praying in the name of Jesus for lost souls today, God. We're praying for every man, woman, boy, and girl all over the world, Lord God. Because you told us the earth is yours and the fullness thereof and everything in it, they that dwell therein. So, Father God, we're praying for mankind all over the world, Lord God. The Bible said you created man in your image, Lord God. So, Father God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, that we are in your image. And, oh, God, we're praying salvation for those that don't know you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they'll come to know you in a very special way, a very real way, that they'll know, hallelujah, that they've been touched by a supernatural God in the name of Jesus, and that they'll come running and saying unto you, what must we do to be saved? Father, we just honor you today. We just thank and praise you for the mighty works of your hands. Lord God, we just appreciate you in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, we're yet praying for the sick and the shut-in, those that are going through in their bodies, in their minds, in their spirits, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we're praying that our word will line up with your will, God, with a coming alignment, God, with your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we come against everything, every word curse that have been spoken against us in the name of Jesus. And all those that we are praying for, Lord God, we command the enemy to lose his hope. Father God, we thank and praise you that we speak your word over our life. Your word is life. The word of God says your word is spirit and it is truth. So God, we speak spirit and truth over our lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We command the enemy to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, excuse me, as the prayers have gone up for our children, Lord God, oh, God, we're yet praying for children in all educational institutes, colleges, Head Start, daycares, no matter where they are, God, we are praying for children all over the world. Lord God, we ask you to bless them. Their classmates, their teachers, the maintenance workers, the cafeteria workers, hallelujah, the principals, the bus drivers, their friends and their peers, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray a hedge of protection over them in the name of Jesus. We ask you to loose your angels all around the schools, Lord God, that no hurt or harm or danger, no demonic spirits or strongholds will attack our children when they're in their school setting in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to loose your angels all around them to guard them and protect them and to lead them in the right direction. And, oh, Father God, we pray for our children that do know the word of prayer, that they'll walk in prayer, walk prayerfully in the name of Jesus. And not just walk it, Lord God, that they'll speak it even to their peers, Lord, that you'll get the glory out of all they say and do. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you for this time of prayer, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering them, our prayers, God. And even if you don't answer them, God, we're going to thank you anyway. If someone said, even if you don't do it, Lord God, that's not going to stop our praise, because we'll continue to give you praise forever and ever for the reason that you're worthy, God. Hallelujah. And, oh, God, we just honor you tonight, God. We pray your protection over the airways even, Lord God, that your word will penetrate even through the airways, beyond the airways, God, that, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord will be made manifest in this earth. And, oh, God, we just thank and praise you for all things, the mighty works of your hands, all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Glory be unto the Most High. We're going to take the next few minutes, since we're getting closer to the time of our prayer request, and have Sister Alicia maybe 5 minutes, and Brother Black, since he did, was able to come on. We give them about 5 to 7 minutes. Then we're going to take these prayer requests. So I'm just going to have this time right there so we're not filling up space. We just want the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. So in the meantime, Prophetess and then Minister Black, give you all about 5 minutes or 7 minutes, and then we're going to take these prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God, I just want to thank you and praise the Lord today, our life, our health, our strength. Thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy and love and kindness. I pray, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to minister to each and every one of our hearts in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the intercessors right now, God, that's on the line. I pray, God, that you will replenish them in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for all that they are pouring out even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm praying, God, for each and every one of them, not just the ones that's on the line, but Lord God, the intercessors, God, that are interceding all across the world right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help them, God, to continue to stand, continue to be on the wall, Lord God, standing in the gap for this world, God, because there's so much that's going on. It just seems like day after day, almost minute after minute, one thing after the other, as the other mother was saying, so much devastation and so much destruction going on. I pray, Lord God, that the saints of God continue to get rooted and grounded in you even the more, God, that our roots, God, will get deeper, not weaker, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord God, that even as they're interceding, God, for so many of us, Lord God, whether it be for salvation, Lord God, for deliverance, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you bless each and every one of them, God. You know their heart's desires, God. You know their wants. You know their needs, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, as we all are standing together in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing, I pray, Lord God, that you will bless and move on their behalf, God. The things, God, that are immediate, that at this given time, God, that needs to be taken care of. And, Lord God, even those things, God, that may be afar off, I pray, God, that you will move on their behalf, cast down every demon in the name of Jesus that try to come up against them on every hand. Praying, Lord God, for family members. Praying, Lord God, for salvation, for deliverance, for healing in the name of Jesus. The other mother was praying, Lord God, for us to continue to spread love. Sometimes it's hard when you have people, God, that you want to reach out to and they keep rejecting not only the person but rejecting you. But, Lord God, I pray, God, that we continue to stand in love and walk in love and continue to minister and pray for them in the name of Jesus. I want to pray, Lord God, for all of the married couples right now. Lord God, that they continue, God, to stand strong like never before, God, walking together as one in the name of Jesus. Lord God, any issues, God, or complications, Father, that may be taking place, God, you know what those issues are. I pray, Lord God, that you will bring, Lord God, unity, God, that eyes will be open and ears will be open, Lord God, to be able to hear one another in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you open their hearts, God, that sometimes, God, we can't just listen to the words, but we got to listen to the heart of the person. Help us, Lord God, to even recognize, even within our own selves, is there something that we're contributing to or not contributing in the name of Jesus, causing issues, God. I pray, God, that you bless us, God, even in that area, Father God, that we can be able to come together as one. I pray, Lord God, for the single people right now in the name of Jesus, God, that want to be married, or even if they don't even want to be married, but they're going through, God, in different things, Father God, for relationship-wise, or just sometimes having those lonely days, lonely nights, or just sometimes it's not even about a sexual thing. It's just about having someone to talk to, someone to confide in, someone, you know, to be able to bounce things off of. I pray, Lord God, that you bless and touch them right now in the name of Jesus, God, to even help them, God, as they're going through this journey and this time period of their lives in the name of Jesus. I bind and curse the hand of the enemy that try to come up against them and try to make them think that they're just all alone and nobody loves or cares about them in the name of Jesus, or just feeling alone, like when this time comes to the end, is anybody going to be there? But Lord God, love is not always about the other opposite person, but Lord God, your people, God, that you're surrounded by, the people who love and care about you in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you help them, God, to be able to stand during this time, comfort their hearts, encourage their hearts, help them, Lord God, to continue to wait on you in the name of Jesus, and at the same time, find themselves, God, still moving forward in you and growing in you. So, Lord God, while they're waiting for that other person, God, to be prepared for them, to help them know, God, that they're being prepared for whoever their mate may be, whoever that might be, in the name of Jesus. And for others, God, who may have gone through divorce or widows or what have you, and they're not even looking for it, I just pray, God, that you continue to help them, God, to continue to minister to us that are married and to us who are, and to those, God, who are single, God, to continue to help us to be the better person, better citizen, better believer as we journey through this world, in the name of Jesus. I want to pray, Lord God, for the people of Ukraine right now. They're still fighting. They're still going through. Even as they had to bring in their new year in a horrible war and lives are still being lost, I pray, Lord God, that you would bring this war to an end. I pray, God, that you give the people, God, a strategy, God, on what to do and how to do. I pray, God, as the other mother or sister was saying, for the heads of nations and other people who are sitting in parliament and politics and Congress, Lord God, that they don't just call your, just say your name, but Lord God, that they really let, allow you to give them direction and instruction on what to do and how to do. Help us, Lord God, not to be greedy. 8276. Okay, I'm going to time this out. So God, help them, Lord God, not to be greedy in the name of Jesus, but to be ones, Lord God, to be helpers of one another in the name of Jesus. So God, I just thank you and praise you, God, for all that you're doing and about to do, regardless of how this new year may have started off, or some of us started off rocky. Just know, Lord, help us, oh God, to understand that you are still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that we should continue to trust in you and stand on your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, please forgive me for being late. I was talking to my family in Georgia, you know, concerning a couple of situations, but I give God the praise in it, in the midst of it. And God, we just thank you, God. And Lord, right now, God, I lift up, amen, Mother Sims, Pastor Sims, God, and her family, her brother and nephew, God. Lord, hallelujah, God, that you'll bring them out. You'll work it out for them, God. Mother, we're letting her daughters, God, and their loved ones, God. Lord, we just thank you that the blood is covering over their lives, God. They can ask anything, God, and you will grant their request, God, because they stand on your word, God. And I just thank you for Mother McCormick, God, how you're lifting her up, God, and Lord, how you're bringing her out of all things, God, and she'll continually praise you and bless Sapori, bless Teresa, bless baby Kelly, God, even in the midst, let your glory just wrap around the entire family, God. I pray for Mother Alexander, God, and all of her babies and her grandbabies and her great grandbabies, God. Even Michelle, Lord, and Dora, God. Even with those illnesses, God, it could be mental, but many of the afflictions of the righteous, God. But you deliver us out of them all, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that what the enemy meant for one thing, God, you turn it around, God, for our good and your glory, God. I thank you for the anointing on her life, God. And, Lord, she can't be stopped because if God is for her, no one can be or stand up against her in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for Prophetess Hubbard, God. Lord, at the faithfulness, God. Lord, the a brazen wall and the iron pillar, the leader, the matriarch that she is, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for Sister Illy, for Sister Alicia, Lord, for the husbands, God. Lord, the children, for Sister Imani, God. Lord, how you're raising her up to be a virtuous woman of God, Lord. Hallelujah, a prophetess, God, proclaiming, Lord, your word, God. We just thank you, Lord, how you strengthen, amen, Prophetess Hubbard, how you strengthen her with might in the inner man, God, and, Lord, how she's getting brighter and brighter to the fullest light, God. Hallelujah, how she's led by your spirit. We lift up Mother Olsa. I haven't heard of from her in a while, God, Lord. Strengthen her with might in the inner man. Hallelujah, Lord, that she has a willing and obedient heart to be used by your spirit. God, that you get all the glory, honor, and praise. All the ones that are on the prayer line, God, Lord, strengthen them, God. Bless their family. Let your anointing go from house to house, from family member to family member, God. Fill them, Lord, till they begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives them utterance, God. Save some, God. Lord, change lives so that they'll never, ever be the same again, that we'll hope, lean, rely, and trust in you. God, we give you the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be unto God for the power of the anointing all throughout the night, for all the servants and the power of the Lord bless, even through the last two ministers, even with the short time they have, their power of the anointing of what God brought out of their spirit as well. At this time, we are going to take, glory to God, our prayer request from those, glory to God, that have a request tonight. We want God to bless and move through whatever your situation is, believing by faith, as we call these things up. We're going into this new year with even a desire for to see even more manifestation on a greater level of God moving and giving him praise for what he's already doing did and what's in the making to come to pass. And we want to be the part of the vessels, as Apostle Burton says, not just for us to see the great things and this revival and the greater things yet to come, but to be a part of it, to let God use these vessels in the name of Jesus. So if you want to have a prayer request, I have, well, my daughter, I guess you could ask for her only, but I was had her daughter, Alicia's daughter, Angelina, on the line. For prayer requests for binding up any flu. The symptoms may be there, but the attack on her body just recently. Praying for Imani, for her body, praying for Joseph. Someone, please, if you're doing something with your phone or in your kitchen, please mute your phone. Mute your phone. Also for Joseph, we mentioned last week about Alicia's son for properly for he's supposed to be having surgery on his gum for a tooth that is hitting the nerve, so they're trying to make sure that nothing happens with that when they do that surgery. Hello.
Ma, you think it might be yours or something?
It's your feedback.
Okay, then let me try. If I hang up, I'll be having a problem. So if that's the case, something's going on with my line. We're just going to have to overlook it for a little bit for prayer because if I cut it off, I got to come back in with another phone, and I do not want to last-minute lose service. So sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. So right now, I do apologize. So what we're going to do is take those requests, and I'm going to put my phone back. I won't speak into it until I have to respond. So any prayer requests now, let's go ahead and take them.
Yes, I would like a prayer for my mom. Her wrists are swollen, and her fingers are starting to wither. And my sister, she finished chemotherapy, and the doctor said there's a great mass on her right breast, and that they want to do surgery and cut the breast off March. And right now, she also has a bald head. I'm just against it. I don't agree with it. It doesn't that would praise God.
While you're talking, it sounds like somebody else's phone, so I'm not sure whether it's directly this one. But nevertheless, let me make sure you're right. Your mother's lips and fingers?
Her wrist. And fingers.
Oh, wrist, not lips, wrist.
Yes.
Okay, now your sister has a mass up under her breast, and did you say something happened to her hair?
Yeah, she has a bald head. She finished chemotherapy, and they said they have a mass still there, and they want to cut her right breast off in March.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to make sure that that's in March. So we can. Okay, then. We're going to get immediately on that and keep the prayers going for her. How is her spirit, man?
Oh, she's excellent.
Glory to God for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She's going to introduce me Sunday.
Wonderful. Praise God, and we'll keep the prayers going. That's a blessing to hear that report. Okay, then we are standing in the gap for that. We're not going to miss that in a little bit to get directly on that. Anyone else prayer so we can be able to get all of the prayer requests in? Because we're having a little bit of noise on the phone.
I wanted to, everything that you said to cover all the other kids and my children, but I also want to put in a prayer request for my dad. He has to have surgery for prostate cancer. For that to go well, to be able to remove.
Yeah, because I hadn't bought his mom in a while because it had to be put on both bones. Okay, then. For Burgess.
Hello?
Someone was speaking.
And a praise report.
Oh, Pastor Sims, that was you speaking?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we got about a lot of feedback. I'm so sorry. But go ahead. You'll make the devil alive. You're still going to hear it.
That's right. I have, I wanted to tell you, and I spoke of it in my prayer, but, you know, that wasn't proper place. But I was with my cousin today, the one that we prayed for, so that had the fourth stage cancer and was having brain surgery and all of that.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how God has brought her through and all of the prayer warriors for doing that. I mean, she's out doing and is able to do for herself and driving her car again and all of that stuff going on. But she says, just trust her to work it out and know that it's going to get better. And she's just walking it out. Even though she said she has these kind of grabbing pains and things, they get up, saying, get up and start to move. And said, but she doesn't rest well. And she has these nightmare type dreams. And so I just ask you all to keep remembering her in prayer. And one of my brothers, my biological brother, he's already walking on a walker and not able to get around well, fell and broke his foot. And when
no.
He broke his foot, he had his cell phone in his pocket. He broke his cell phone and his foot. Now, the only way you could get in touch with him, you got to go to his house and check on him. But thank you for praying for my sister, Andrea. That's the one that beats on the line most of the time. She went through the dental procedure today quite well. And it's just a blessing to have people pray for you and know that prayer works. But my cousin is just an amazing example of it. I just thought, are you sure you had all that going on? She said, yes, I am. And I just keep getting up and moving out. You just can't sit still and just let it work on you and put things in your mind. Get out. Get up, believe, and trust God.
Praise God.
Amazing, amazing.
God be the glory, for surely it is.
Yes, yes.
That is a powerful praise report. We're going to continue to keep him and her in prayer. I'm trying to do something real quick so we can get this line with all this noise. And so if you don't hear me, don't hang up.
Okay. Give me the pray. God is good.
It seems like every time somebody talks, it comes on. We can all check our own individual out. We might have it on loudspeaker.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm on the line. I had to change phones, but we're going to go ahead and praise God. Any other prayer requests? Or we can go ahead and take those requests. No.
Yes,
it's not my line. Okay.
I would like to pray for my husband who is sick in the hospital and he doesn't have an appetite. I'm praying that the Lord will give him his appetite back and exercise it to like to drink water. And also, I'm praying for transportation because where he's located is a far distance from where we live. And I don't do that distance driving. I'm praying for transportation to get to see him, to visit him.
Okay, then, what's his name?
John.
John.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and pray for your transportation to get to see him, for his appetite. Okay, then. I'm praying for his appetite, okay. All right, then. Evidently, this wasn't my phone, because I'm on another phone. Something else is going on. But we get ready to take these requests. Is that the last one so we can start praying? Okay, we're going to go ahead and take the prayer request for John, Brother Black, thank Brother John for his prayer. Mother, we see Mother, I think Mother Alexander might have dropped off already. But Mother Willette, you pray for Brother Black's family, his mama, for the lip, for the wrist and the finger, the swelling, and also for his, I forgot what you say your sister's name is.
Sheila.
Brother Black. Sheila.
Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila. Okay.
No.
And prayer for yeah, I heard you say Sheila, right?
With a T. As in Terry, Sheila.
Okay, did you hear that, Mother McCormick? I mean, Mother. Mother Willett, you had it?
I heard the his sister, praise God. And
okay,
I think she said her name starts with a C.
A T as in toy.
Sheila. Oh, Sheila.
Yeah.
Sheila, Twitter T. Sheila. His mother, he said, also first was with her wrist is swollen and her fingers swollen. Okay, I thought you just said you had your sister. All right,
yes,
then, Sister Alicia, Mother McCormick, would you pray for Sister Alicia's daughter, Angelina, rebounding a flu symptoms, and also for her dad, Burgess. He had a prostate cancer. It's in this little area that the Lord bless that it's not spread it, but we want to pray that he have great surgery. I will pray for I don't know if that was Sister Barbara or not, but anyway, for John. No, did I tell you already, Brother Black, to pray for John? I say okay.
Yeah.
All righty. I'll just take care of the rest of them because time is getting short. So pray for John. Go ahead and pray for John.
Okay.
Mother McCormick, go ahead and pray for Alicia family and Mother Willette, and then I'll take the other one.
Father God, we just thank you right now, God. Lord, we thank you in advance that John has got his appetite back, God. He's more healthier than ever, God. And Lord, let your joy just consume his soul, God. Lord, and let him eat the right things, God. We just bless your name, Lord. We bind the hands of the enemy on every side who tried to hurt, harm, and hinder him in his growth and walk with you, God. We cast it into the bottom of the sea in the name of Jesus. Now we loose the guidance of the Holy Spirit, God, in a great appetite. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, the necessities that we need right here on earth is our transportation, God. Lord, you know what we need, and we thank you in advance for opening a door that no man can shut. For you are the door, and thank you for a beautiful car, a reliable one. And Lord, we're going to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord, asking you to look down on Alicia, a daughter, God. We ask you to touch her body, God. We know that you see the condition. You see what's going on. And, God, we know, God, that you stand by your stripes that we are already healed, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you to heal her from her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. And, Lord God, we know there's nothing impossible that you can't do. And you told us to ask. So, God, we ask in this on tonight that you would send forth total complete healing in her body. And Lord God, even her dad, Lord God, with the council, Lord God, we think that it is already dried up to the very root right now in the name of Jesus. That you, Lord God, would work out this situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because you told us, God, in Matthew 21 and 22, whatsoever thing we ask when we pray, believe that we will receive. So God, we believe in this word. We believe in that it's already done. It's already done right now. And it's already dried up to the very root in the name of Jesus. We're going to count it done in both of their lives right now that things is already turned around as we speak right now because you said speak those things as though they were. So we speak it and we declare total, complete healing in their body right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, We thank you for Brother Black, Lord God, your servant. We lift up, Lord God, his concerns regarding his mom, Lord God. You see the very root cause for the swelling in her wrists and fingers, and we pray, God, in Jesus' name, your supernatural, miracle-working, healing power be released in her cells, in that body, and deliver her from the swelling that's taking place in her fingers and wrists. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, that you touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet and bring about, Lord God, a speedy deliverance and healing in Jesus' name. We speak Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, praise God, Psalms 107 and verse 20, in the name of Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. And we pray in Christ Jesus' name for his sister. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you that she has finished the therapy, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you see the mass that may be on her breast, Lord God. And we pray the blood of Jesus against that demon of affliction of cancer in Christ Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and we're trusting that you can bring about complete deliverance, Lord God, and complete healing, and we pray for your supernatural deliverance, and we pray that it's your good will that she would not have to have a mastectomy. We pray, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, just take care of that situation. So when she go back to the doctor will be astonished, and the devil will certainly be confounded at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we just lift up his entire family. We pray for them. We pray, oh, Lord God, that your divine will. God, I don't know why sometimes we must need go through different situations, but I know that whatever we go through, you go through with us. But I do pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that it's your divine will, favor, and grace and mercy, Lord God, to bring about, Lord God, a complete recovery in every situation in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We lift Tila up to you, and we pray, God, that you work out her situation and his mom. In Jesus' name, bless Brother Black and his entire family. We love you, Father. We thank you, and we commit this to you, Lord God, and we pray the prayer of faith with thanksgiving, and by faith we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Father, we do thank you right now for Imani. God, that you bless and touch her body and take away any discomfort or any pain that she's having. In the name of Jesus, that she be encouraged to continue to pray and seek God's face. We pray, God, that you will bless us, Joseph, for that surgery he has to have on his feet. In the name of Jesus, that you've got the doctors, the orthodontists, and whoever else starting to do the surgery. And God, that you'll have no complications, no problems, no setback, and it will not cause any damage to that nerve. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you. Pray, God, even under the anesthesia, there will be no problem as you raise them back up with no problems and no other issues. In the name of Jesus, with any of the other things. We pray for Pastor Sims and celebration of her cousin that was stage 4 cancer. Thanking God that you blessed it. There'll be no residue left, but thank God, in spite of when they were giving up hope, that God, you blessed that her determination in her prayers, whoever's been praying, all that been praying for, that God, you've proven yourself in the midst that you have the last say so. So we pray for her encouragement. We pray for a brother that broke his foot. We bind and Satan up all his little traps and snares and set up, causing more problems and issues with that young man, that you would just bless him and keep him healed and whole, and praying, glory, that there'll be a speedy recovery even for that that's going on with his foot and replacement for his phone. But most of all, those bones, God, we're praying that they'll not become more brittle and no other problems, and not have him off balance with his feet. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for those ligaments, those muscles, and those bones to be strengthened, and that he'll be encouraged as well and strengthen his heart, touches every other part of his body for total healing. In the name of Jesus, that we stand in on your word. Pray for his wife and strengthen her and encourage her, touch her body too, and keep her, God. We pray that they'll continue to draw nigh and closer to you. We pray for Apostle Burton. God, we're praying for that woman of God as she's standing and persistent in pursuing with all glory, God, the anointing, the power you put in her to carry out the assignment you put on her life. So we rebuke those enemies that keep coming up against her shoulder and her hands for that numbness and aggravation that started with her knees. Glory to God. We rebuke that in the name of that whole body come in line with God's word. All the prayers that have been going forth, glory to God, and there at a New Hope and all the others that are preachers and other people as well on these prayer lines for her, and we believe it. It is, glory to God, they're going to manifest. Thank God, glory to God, for her determination, regardless of what her body feels like. She's still carrying out the mission. So we are praying, God, that you have not forgotten her labor of love, that you have blessed and bring relief and healness and wholeness. Thank you again for even Brother Black and there from us has already uncovered the prayer line of prayer warriors and whatever like this too, as well as myself for the prayers that went forth. We pray, glory, that you touch Sister Alicia's body of the prophetess, God, and she will get the proper rest and even the challenges that came up against her and her family, that God, you bless and bring them through and the abundance and the overflow coming on the other side. But God, give this young woman the proper rest so she can be able to have the wisdom of to have that rest and her body to come in line so she can be able to hear more clearly what God has to say to not only her family but to the body of Christ. You put us all on assignment, and we can't allow the enemy to rob us of things that he's bringing even in this new year, new and great and mighty new things he's going to do in the body. And we got to be like it was in the Avaka said, glory to God. Yet, if glory is no cattle in the stall, no grapes or figs on the vine, nevertheless, yet I will praise him. So God, help us to praise and magnify your name and keep speaking and decreeing those things that are not as though they were to come to pass, because you're not a God that you should lie, and your hand is not too short that you can't deliver, and you're not slack concerning your promise. So God, even the scripture tonight, on 1 Corinthians 13th, the love chapter, help us, God, to go back and revisit so we can find ourselves lining up with that, as well as Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, that we will have the character of Jesus Christ. Help us through this daily walking on this journey. We love you. Pray for Mother McCormick. That was on the prayer list, too, also, for her upcoming test that she has to do concerning her throat, as that testifying of how those attacks came three times already. For to try to cut her breath off, where she didn't even speak to tell anybody, but called Jesus, and Jesus kept coming through. So if there's something in the natural that was speaking to her about, and she did, check with her doctor. So now they're going to check her. So we're going to thank God and believe God that it's something minor. And in the meantime, the chief physician is still touch and to bring deliverance. And we thank you for all of our children and grandchildren and CCs and CC. We bless God for all the prayers that went forth tonight. Help us, glory to God, to keep looking forward to the greater things yet to come in this 2023 and other years or whatever month, day by day, week by week, hour by hour, to still confess and continue to stand on what God's word. Pray for blood covering and protection and shield in the name of Jesus. And as the prayers that went forth for all of these things that's going on in the elements, God, help us to still keep looking up to you. Help us to trust you and thank you for your protection and shield as you bless and heal and deliver and restoration come to those people and restore it in the name of Jesus as we continue to bless you in our storms and things that are going on. And God, help us to learn to know that no matter what, you got a way of turning around for the good and this too shall pass. Thank you so much and help us to continue to pray and obey. Keep the faith and keep this word so rooted in us that we will not be moved by the things we see, but we'll stand on your word, even though they may be challenging. Nevertheless, help us, God, to remember, glory to God, you're still with us and never leave us nor forsake us. You got a plan. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, of every track, block, plan, team of the enemy, and even untimely death and after death incident, and bind him and loose him, send him back to the dry place in which he came, and release us through the Holy Spirit for him to guide and teach us, but also for our peace and joy to return. And thank you for the healing, deliverance, and glory out there, and also the debt cancellation and a desire like never before for his will to be done in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. God bless you. And we're going to say good night. Love you. Be blessed of the Lord. Shalom, shalom.
Bless you. Shalom.
And don't forget, yeah. Brother Black speaks next Sunday. In Jesus' name. It's a team to keep him in prayer. All right. Love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Praise
love
God.
Bless
you.
Love you. Shalom. Shalom. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. He is awesome. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve.